Labor and Amusement, October 20th, 1898. We do not read in the Word of God that Christ required amusement. We read that he went about doing good. Would we today need what is commonly termed amusement if, like Jesus, we went about doing good, feeding the hungry, instructing the ignorant, clothing the naked, speaking words of hope and comfort to the desponding? Christ is our example in all things. If health of body or mind had been dependent on amusement, Christ would have engaged in it. But he found the exercise of helping and blessing others all that was essential to preserve health. All his amusement was of an upward tendency. Nothing was done for selfish gratification. Christ almost lived in the open air. His work of mercy called him out of the house into the free air of heaven. And if today men and women would labor as Christ labored, they would experience the beneficial effect in increased vitality. It was the custom among the Jews for all children, even those belonging to the wealthiest families, to learn a trade. Jesus Christ, who went before the army of Israel in the wilderness, gave direction that children should not be allowed to grow up in idleness. And when he himself came to this earth, he honored labor by learning the carpenter's trade. He was the majesty of heaven, yet he worked with his hands. Useful employment may be made pleasant for children. They are not to be censured for every little mistake. Commend them when you can, but be very sparing of your censure.